Justin Amash doubles down on impeachment, Mueller report showed underlying crime. By Joshua Kaplan on May 20, 2019. Representative Justin Amash, Army, the first congressional Republican to accuse President Donald Trump of engaging in impeachment acts, doubled down Monday, claiming those who assert the president did not commit any crimes are relying on several falsehoods. In a series of tweets, Amash claimed special counsel Robert Mueller's report on now debunked collusion between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia did, in fact, reveal the president acted illegally, arguing that obstruction of justice does not require the prosecution of an underlying crime. Often a lone GOP voice in Congress, Amash sent a series of tweets Saturday faulting both Trump and Attorney General William Barr over Mueller's report. Mueller wrapped the investigation and submitted his report to Barr in late March. Barr then released a summary of Mueller's principal conclusions and released a redacted version of the report in April. Mueller found no criminal conspiracy between Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. In a summary to Congress, Barr said Team Mueller concluded that the Trump campaign did not collude with Russia. Further, the attorney general stated Mueller did not reach a conclusion on whether President Trump obstructed justice, stating that he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein determined that the president had not done so. Amash said he reached four conclusions after carefully reading the redacted version of Mueller's report, including that President Trump has engaged in impeachable conduct. Contrary to Barr's portrayal, Mueller's report reveals that President Trump engaged in specific actions and a pattern of behavior that meet the threshold for impeachment, the congressman tweeted. He said the report identifies multiple examples of conduct satisfying all the elements of obstruction of justice, and undoubtedly any person who is not the President of the United States would be indicted based on such evidence. President Trump and Republican lawmakers generally view the matter as case closed, as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, recently declared on the floor of the Senate. On the other hand, Democrats who control the House are locked in a bitter standoff with the White House as it ignores lawmakers' requests for the more complete version of Mueller's report, the underlying evidence and witness testimony. Some Democrats want the House to open impeachment hearings, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has resisted, saying impeachment must be bipartisan. Congressman Justin Amash tweets yesterday calling for President Trump's impeachment show how out of touch he is with the truth and how out of touch he is with people he represents, said Lower, per the Detroit Free Press. He must be replaced and I am going to do it. The Associated Press contributed to this report.